I'm not sorry. This is Radio 1. For the alphabet for you this afternoon, 22 on Friday afternoon, and a bit of an extra special super duper whipped up guest for you today. He came in earlier today, literally just before the show started. I think we all love him just a little bit. Mr. David Tennant. David Tennant, always a
Hello.
Pleasure.
Oh, it's lovely to be here.
Oh, it's like not seeing an old friend in ages.
Yeah.
Back. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks, yeah.
Right, let's talk about, first of all, this new programme. It's a one-off tomorrow night.
Yes.
On BBC Two.
That's right.
9:10.
That's it.
Einstein and Eddington.
That's it.
Now, I can see you're about to throw yourself into telling us what it's about, but just sit back and relax.
Okay, I will.
Because we've done it for you.
Hey.
Here we go. Tell me what you think of this.
Yeah.
If it sums
yeah.
up. Yeah. When genius German physicist... It's quite hard to say.
Yes, Albert, well pronounced.
Albert Einstein, played by the lovely Andy Serkis, introduces his groundbreaking ideas of relativity. The First World War and the stuffiness of the British scientific community prevent them from getting the recognition they deserve. Mm. But one man... Arthur Eddington, played by you, David Tennant, believes that truth is more important than national divisions and makes it his mission to help Einstein make a historical scientific breakthrough.
Pretty good. Concise, to the point, and specific.
A couple of really interesting characters.
Yeah, yeah, and couldn't be more different as well. I mean, Einstein's all sort of earth and bare feet and you know, doing things with ladies. And Eddington is the opposite of all those things.
Shame!
Yeah, he's all very repressed and unfulfilled.
Was this a story
Eddington. You
knew much about?
No.
Or did you have to kind of start from scratch?
I don't think anybody does. I'm sure if you're an astrophysicist, you do. But I think your man in the street has never heard of Arthur Stanley Eddington. And yet without him, we'd never have heard of Einstein. But I think that's partly to do with the kind of characters they were. Einstein was a bit of a self-publicist, amongst other things, as well as being a bit of a genius, obviously.
Yeah.
Whereas Eddington, you know, was rather a modest man and didn't really draw much attention to himself. But without him, we would never have heard of Einstein.
He's described as a British astronomer.
Mm.
It wasn't
not
his
the same
job
as an astrologer,
write.
Though,
yeah,
is it?
Exactly.
Let's just point that out
exactly.
to the British public.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're Aries, I believe.
Yeah, I am. Yes, well researched.
Got your stars for you.
Yeah, go on.
Can I? Is that right?
You can. I hold no truck
okay.
with such nonsense.
Do you not? Never. Oh, you've never read your stars.
It's a lot of old nonsense.
Mystic Meg, you don't believe? Okay. Well, listen. This is a little amalgamation of a couple.
Okay. Okay.
The sun spins into the most adventurous part of your chart.
Sure, it does.
And your mind opens up to learning challenging new skills.
Yeah.
Faraway faces and places start to play a stronger role in your life, and this can be the key to new friendships. Mm. If relationships have been a bit dull. Now they're too hot to handle.
Wow.
Are you off to Hollywood? Is that what it's trying to tell us?
I've never had kind of tactical plans. I just kind of do whatever comes up.
Andy Serkis kind of, you know, taking you under his wing.
He's done quite a few, hasn't he?
Just a few, yeah.
Just a few?
He's a lovely man. He must have been great to work with.
Well, he's such a gentle bloke as well. Mm. And yet he's kind of known for playing monsters or... I mean, even Einstein is not a particularly sympathetic character.
Yeah.
And yet Andy himself is the most generous, lovely... calm man you can get to meet. Really.
What do you want to do next?
I actually don't know. I mean, I know what I'm doing until I finish Doctor Who next May.
Yeah.
So that's it's far enough away yet that I don't really need to know. So I'll just see what...
Travelling for a year.
Yeah, I'll go and work in a kibbutz. That's what I'll do next.
We'd like you to pick a track, please.
Okay.
Now, there are tracks associated with your career.
Okay. Right, okay.
Right.
No, good. Good.
First one is Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
West End Girls, because you chose your actor name, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Neil
kind
Tennant.
Of from Neil Tennant, yeah. It was from I had to come up with a name quite quickly, and I didn't know how you did that. How do you choose a name for yourself? So I picked up the latest copy of Smash Hits, flicked through it, and got a couple of surnames. So I could also have been. Remember Spear of Destiny?
David Destiny?
No. David Stoneoff Destiny. No, I was
David
very...
David Destiny sounds like a superhero.
That does
brilliant.
Sound good, actually. That's what I should have been. David Destiny.
Right, so Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls was one of the choices.
Very good.
Billy, Because We Want To.
Hey!
Or MGMT, Electric Feel. I don't know if you know this band, but because it sounds kind of scientific, we
thought
with the whole Einstein
thing. That's quite a nebulous connection, isn't it?
Yeah. We do that well. Yeah. But one of those three for you, maybe?
I think we should play Billy.
Yeah!
Come on, let's do it.
When was the last time we heard it?
When was Billy Piper last on Radio 1?
Well, probably when
singer,
Chris Moyles tried to get it to number one.
Oh, yeah, that's
with
right.
With Honey to the Bee.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, only because, you know, she's sitting at home breastfeeding at the moment. She probably needs the royalty payments. You know, let's...
Billy, this one's for you.
Well,
then,
hey!
Because we want to. Because we want to on Radio 1.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? That gets you dancing.
David Tennant, it's lovely to have you with us. Now,
she had a great voice, Billy. She still does.
Does she still sing? Did she sing around set?
She sings around set, but she, you know, she doesn't... It's the dance routines I miss. I want to see her breaking out some of those moves again.
Funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
Because I have a great idea.
Yeah, what's that?
Now, you said you're doing it till next May?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Who, the musical.
It's been mentioned before, you know.
It's got to be done.
Enough, nobody other than John Barrowman is that keen.
Come on, you must like a bit of song and dance.
I love a bit of song and dance, but, you know, the thing about a musical is that, you know, you have to commit for, like, a year and a half and...
I'm talking like Mamma Mia, though, you know, making a film of it, making
a sort of,
you know...
Like that episode of Buffy where they all burst into song.
Yeah. Doctor Who the Musical, would you be up for it?
I'd be up for it.
Role for a wee Scottish person, female in there, maybe as a...
Do you want to come...
On the choir.
Do you want to come down and
loved
be
it.
In the chorus?
Loved it.
All right, yeah.
And Billy could come back and do dancing
she
and
could.
Singing and dancing.
Yeah.
She'd love that.
But she might not, actually. I don't know.
You're not convinced.
I'm
all right,
convinced.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
No.
Can I get a Doctor Who question out of the way, please?
Yeah, go on.
Because you are going to be missed in the role when you leave. Was that a tough decision?
It was a tough decision, but it was kind of the decision... I've kind of stuck to what I always thought I would do, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'd always kind of imagined I'd do about this amount of time.
Yeah.
What was a tough decision was that moment you finally go, well, that is it now, and we're going to announce it, and then there's no going back. That's the bit that takes a deep breath.
Yeah.
Because I love it, and it's great fun, and I could so easily have stayed and done another year, two years, 3 years, but it's just not wanting to outstay your welcome, and wanting to go while it's still fun and I'm still loving it.
Yeah.
I'd hate it to become a job.
Going high.
Yeah.
I know no names are being thrown around and stuff. Mm. I mean, you've said you'd like Billy to take over, which
I never said
a great
that.
Idea.
But I would be very happy for Billy to take over.
I think it'd be great to have
it's been reported that I said that.
I have my favourite of who I would love to take over. I'm going to play a clip of his voice, see if you can guess who it is, okay?
Goodbye, beard. Hello, familiar, stupid face.
Yeah. David Mitchell.
Yeah.
David Mitchell. I was on Parkinson with David Mitchell.
Were you?
And he was talking about how he used to play Doctor Who as a 10-year-old by using the cupboard under the stairs as his TARDIS.
Yeah.
And an old raincoat that he had as his kind of, you know, doctor coat.
Yeah.
And a biro as his sonic screwdriver. So he's ready. He's rehearsed and ready to take over.
The
I think he's
might be a little
call.
Bit small now, but he's ready.
It might be, but that could be, you know, something quirky about his characterisation. That he wears an overtight raincoat.
10-year-old raincoat.
Yeah.
Like he's my favourite anyway.
Mm.
Right, talking of great actors, Simon Pegg is about to, well, he's already done it, play Scotty.
Scotty, of course, yeah.
Have you heard his Scottish accent?
No.
Have a wee listen to this.
I like this ship. It's exciting.
I like this ship. It's exciting.
Right.
I think it sounds
doing
good.
It as Ewan McGregor. Play that again.
I like this ship. It's exciting.
But he's got that Ewan kind of...
Yeah.
Love is all you need. You know.
Choose life.
Choose life.
Can we talk Christmas with you briefly or at great length, whatever you like? Are you a big Christmas fan?
I do like a bit of Christmas, yeah. I do get quite excited about it. I get quite stressed about the whole getting the presents sorted and doing all that.
Yeah. You must be laughing. I mean, the amount of Doctor Who, like, memorabilia you can get your hands on.
You just hand that over to somebody and they go, you got this free, didn't you? That doesn't really... They expect that and a present.
Can I get a TARDIS, please, this year, David?
Yeah,
David, it's so nice to see you again.
Oh, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Please come back and see us before you disappear in May on a round-the-world trip or whatever, after you finish.
Yeah, I'll probably just be hoovering up some Hollyoaks for the better luck.
David's going to come back as the owner of the dog. It's the pub.
I knew that.
There you go. See Einstein and Eddington tomorrow night, BBC Two, 10 past 9, I should say. Check it out. It looks absolutely brilliant. Always lovely to see you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.